Hey everybody, this is Corey. This is not even a bonus episode of the podcast. This is something we're just throwing in the podcast feed. What you're about to hear is an announcement that Danny Rocket and I made tonight. Danny from the Sun Ranto podcast. And what you're about to hear is details on an event that Danny and I put together and we'll be doing here July 29th. So you're going to hear all about it. Again, not an episode at all. I just wanted to put it in the feed that way. Everybody could hear it and everybody could be aware of this event that we're doing. So we used Blab tonight and Blab did not cooperate with us. There's lots of delays, lots of cutting in and out, but you'll get the gist of what we're talking about. And so here it is. Okay. Now it's doing better now.
All right, cool. All right, cool. Well, we can get right to the announcement. I don't know if July 29th, 2014, if that's a date that means anything to anybody, but it was kind of a crazy night for me because that was the night that John Baker actually took the mound in the 16th inning, pitched a perfect frame, and then scored the winning run after walking, and Starlin Castro drove him in on a sacrifice fly. I had a crazy night that night because we were drinking and we kept going to Captain Morgan's to drink more during extra innings. And you used to be able to get back in. You can't anymore. But we got locked outside and then we tried to get back in all these different entrances. And the security guard was threatening us with handcuffs if we didn't stop trying to get back into the ballpark because it was 1 o'clock in the morning. We ended up watching the end of the game over at the dugout bar. But anyway, I woke up the next morning and I wrote this song called The Night the Backup Catcher Got the Win, all about John Baker's heroic efforts as a relief pitcher and then, you know, scoring the winning run. So anyway, long story short, I got the song to John. John really liked the song. And then, you know, we kind of went back and forth on Twitter. Obviously, he's a very active member on Twitter and he's a writer, too. And so we kind of became friends and stuff. And at some point during, I believe, spring training, right, Corey?
It was either then or Cubs convention. I can't remember.
We had this idea to because we saw that the Cubs were going to be in town on July 29th this year. And so against the Mariners. And so we said, hey, what if we threw like a John Baker day and, you know, invite him and get T-shirts made and all this stuff and just throw a big party in honor of John Baker, who's now back. I think most people know working with the Cubs as like a special operations assistant or something like that. In other words, I think he like, I don't know what he does. Maybe that's something we have to find out. But anyway, it's happening. We're throwing John Baker day.
Right. Yeah. Yep. John Baker Day. And so it is July 29th, 2016. You know, it's the 2 year anniversary of his 16th inning heroics. And so I guess all of the details, we can kind of start there. You know, we'll mention it a few times, but all of the details are at ivmb.com/John Baker. You can find the information there. But do you want to kind of explain how this day is going to go?
Yeah, we're all going to meet over at the people at Nisei Lounge, which is on Sheffield Avenue, have agreed to let us hold the event there. And basically, we're going to start at 11 o'clock, go till about noon, something like that. And John's going to come, and we're going to give him a bunch of presents that we thought of. Should we say what the presents are? Because they're not known yet.
Yeah, maybe we should wait.
We'll wait. But we're selling tickets. And when we talked to John about the T-shirts and stuff, he was all in. And I said, hey, what if we added a little bit of extra money to the ticket and then we give the money to charity? He loved the idea. And so we're going to give all the profits after, you know, after the, I guess, Corey, you're fronting the money for the T-shirts. After he gets his money back from fronting the money, all the profits are going to go to Cubs charities. And that's John's idea. We've got a bunch of really great presents in the works. One of them is going to be by Rare Blue Designs, who I've talked about on my podcast. And you know, we got a lot of ideas. We're going to try to get his name on the video board, our names on the video board, you know, Anyway, it's $25 is what we decided on. And that gets you a t-shirt and a drink ticket. One free drink. I don't know, probably well or tap beer or something. I don't know. We haven't worked out the details on totally everything yet. But we just want to get this announcement out there because we're planning on seeing in the bleachers. And unfortunately, it's not the cheapest day to sit in the bleachers. But it's a way that, you know, we could all get together and also kind of have the option to move about. But we're going to encourage everybody to get their own tickets if you want to go to the game, but you can also just go to the event if you'd like.
Right. Yeah, so the bleacher tickets that day are what, like around $75?
Yeah, they're 67 from the Cubs. And then the fees and everything that put it towards 75, 80, depending on how you do it. The cheapest way to do it is go straight to the box office and buy them there.
Right. So like you said, you don't have, you know, somebody doesn't have to go to the game. They can just go to this John Baker event. And so, yeah, he'll be there. Baker will be there. And Danny, you're going to play the song that you wrote.
I'll probably have at least a skeleton crew of my band too, to come play. Cause I think they're all pretty excited about it. And yeah, we'll do the song and everybody can sing along. And do you think they could, if they can't come to the event, can they still maybe get a t-shirt? We didn't discuss this.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe we could have the t-shirt still. I mean, you know, I'll have to find, we literally just kind of like put the, if you go to ivmb.com/John Baker, we just put that together today. So maybe we'll have like a little separate thing there where people can just get the shirts and then we can send them out. That way we don't mix up, like, because basically we have limited attendance available. There is a capacity, obviously, at Nisei. So we don't want to like mix up. So we're not sure how many people are actually going to be there. So we can have like a separate one for people that just want the shirt. And if you're interested in seeing the design, Kurt, for, you know, one of the hosts of IVMB, he did the design and put it together. So you can check that out on the website.
The design was kind of John Baker's dad's idea because he wanted to see his son pitching with, like, his idea was pitching with catcher's gear kind of falling off of him. So it kind of,
right.
So that's what the design looks like. It's pretty funny. And then it has his pitching line and, Is that's up on the site now too? The design?
Yeah. If you go there, it's up right now. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. I think we're gonna come up with like more ideas, more details, you know, as we get closer to the event and everything. But part of it is that we wanted to, you know, summers are busy for everybody. So as soon as we had it nailed down, we wanted to share it. That way people can get it on their calendars and start planning for it.
Yeah, and if you don't want to sit in the bleachers, you don't like the bleachers, or that ticket's too expensive, there are other tickets for that game. So if you want to just come hang out at the event and then go to the game and get your own ticket somewhere else in the ballpark, that's fabulous. We'll probably be hanging out afterwards somewhere, but we'll figure that out later as well. Corey, I'm going to give you
five. Yeah. So again, it's $25, and like you said, that gets you the t-shirt, a drink, and then a, you know, if not more stuff, I mean, all the proceeds, you know, past the expense of doing it, will go to, John Baker. He chose Cubs Charities. So that's why we'll be, helping them out.
Yeah. Well, they give to a lot of different, I think they work with a lot of different organizations through the umbrella of Cubs Charities. So,
right.
So, yeah, so that's what we're doing. An incredible event. It's going to be a hell of a lot of fun. We can only sign up about 140 people, I think, total. So if you want to come, get yourself a ticket and, you know, and come on out. And let's pack the bleachers and make John Baker feel loved. That's kind of the idea. We're just going to have a hell of a time and celebrate a fun, weird night in Cubs history.
Right. And if you follow John Baker on Twitter, you know that he can be a goofball. And he's going to be, you know, I really look forward to, you know, hearing a little Q&A with him and stuff. And because I don't know, he's a character. Yeah, he's also, you know, very intelligent, smart baseball player, like backup catchers tend to be. So
you got it.
Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. So we'd love to pack the place.
Yeah, just so yeah, get your tickets now. Like we said, we don't know how long those will last. So go to ivmb.com/John Baker and yeah, just buy your tickets and then select what t-shirt size you want and everything. And then we'll obviously hand them out there the day of the event.
Yeah. So that there's the announcement. I'm not yep. pregnant.
No, we're not having a podcast baby.
Although it's something we should think about for next year.
Right. I asked in the IVMV Patreon supporters Facebook group, I asked for, you know, any predictions of what we were going to be announcing. Do you want to hear any of them? Okay, let me see here. Let's see. One is that we have been hired to be in charge of the Pirates Manners Committee. And let's see. Oh, man, there's a whole bunch of these. Hold on. A lot of people thought we were combining podcasts. That you and I were singing the seventh inning stretch.
We should.
Well, we will at the wiffle ball game for the weekend at the lake. I mean, that's where we should start. You know,
we'll tape it and send it in.
Right. I'm pretty sure we could get about 41,000 people to follow along, as evidenced by this video. Somebody thought we were going to our podcast. We're collectively going to start a wine tasting podcast.
But we can only drink that terrible, only the worst wines. It's like,
right.
Everything's got to be under $6.
Yeah. Mike Mock out in San Diego, he thought that we were going to do a live all-star game podcast in San Diego, which I'm okay with. Yeah. I mean, you know, if it works for you and the wife will let me, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, all somebody needs to do is buy us plane tickets and all-star game tickets. And I will gladly do it for everybody. Corey and I will gladly go to the all-star game. So you don't have to.
Right. Somebody thought that we would be doing some sort of musical collaboration since, you know, most of us in the two podcasts play instruments. I thought that was kind of a good idea.
I'd be into it.
Yeah. Here's one that's not a good idea.
You guys should come up and sing backup catcher.
Yeah. I don't think anybody wants that. Here's one that's a terrible idea. The IVMV San Ranto inaugural half marathon.
Yeah, that's not happening. No. Maybe a tenth of a marathon.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think we should cut this off because I can't hear anything.
Okay. Well, just to wrap this up, I want everybody to consider July 29th as booked out on your calendar. And why don't you go to ivnv.com/John Baker. And reserve your place because there's limited capacity at Nisei Lounge. I'd love to make this just kind of a really special, fun event. It's all for fun. John Baker's totally excited. He's totally down with it. We've got some great presents for him in the works. And anyway, we're just going to have a blast. We're going to have some beers. We're going to sit in the bleachers. And we'd love it if all you guys came. And just made it a wonderful event for John. And
right, it's to have fun. It's to celebrate like one of the few enjoyable moments in the 2014 season. And you know, I think a lot of like backup catchers just kind of disappear into, you know, Coy Hill land, wherever they end up. Paul Bacco, who knows where these guys are? But this is kind of our way to celebrate John Baker and show him that we appreciate, you know, what he was to the Cubs. And did he, you know, obviously he's a guy that
The Cubs felt like he was having him stick around.
I think with him interacting so much with Cubs fans and stuff still a couple years after leaving the team as a player, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and he's a character, so I think everybody's going to have fun and show him our appreciation for his 16th inning heroics, and everybody gets to have a beer and get a t-shirt and out with him.
Yeah, that's the story. So everybody, mark your calendars. Let's do this.
All right. All I heard was robots. I didn't hear anything.